So it's been a long while since we recorded a podcast. It's been a long while since we sat on the couch to discuss football. We've all been busy with our lives. Like, seriously, adulting is not easy. You have to actually go out and work and make money so that you can live, which sucks.
So you can spend the money.
Which actually sucks. But we're here giving it a shot. We're here giving it a shot one more time. We've missed a whole lot of the season and even the Qatar World Cup that's been going. I think it's one match remaining. Okay, no, there's a quarter final between France and Morocco tonight as we record. But then there's the final. I really hope Messi does not win this World Cup.
Yeah, you're,
okay, so
you're...
That's it. That's it for the show. Thank you, guys.
it's crazy how your voice already is, it's already saying it. You're what? Speaking with disappointment, like, you know he will do it.
It's possible now because all the what I'm seeing, bro, there was this year that Chelsea won Champions League final. I was just friends of their opponents from group stage all the way. I was just switching teams, and Chelsea was just winning. And that's what has been happening with this stupid Argentina.
No, that's what happens when, like, a good team comes. People just keep switching just to do banter.
Yeah. But all the teams that Messi has faced, they don't form my hands, especially Netherlands.
They didn't perform to the level they were supposed to perform.
But that you won't say they didn't perform because Argentina maybe outperformed them.
Netherlands. I feel like Netherlands didn't perform.
Croatia is the biggest scam, so I'm just seeing Modric right now.
I won't blame Croatia.
Croatia is the biggest scam. Allow Brazil to qualify. Asshole.
But you should have known Croatia doesn't have a nine. They don't have a nine. So it's evident. That game was just missing a nine.
Guys, Brazil, I blame.
Chances, they had everything, but they were missing a nine.
I just blame Brazil. It's Brazil I blame. It's nobody.
For Brazil,
and I wanted them to
fucked up. How can you go playing Croatia, a midfield team with just two midfielders?
I swear.
Just two midfielders.
Had Neymar.
Because Neymar was definitely.
Neymar is not a midfielder now. It was a free roll.
You are going to play Modric, Kovacic and Brozovic. And you are going with
two midfielders. Chiche got that wrong.
You are going with Casemiro, good.
Uh-huh.
But then.
Paqueta.
Paqueta was just lost in that game.
Guy, it's not a good midfield to go up against.
It's not a good midfield.
I might say that they tried since that they actually.
Even France, last in the finals last time, they had to put a Matuidi, Pogba, and Kante.
Padlock.
They padlock everywhere.
Guy, that just woke up.
Massive.
It was crazy. And you know the beautiful thing?
France midfield was massive.
And they had runners.
They had runners.
One guy said you can never overhit a pass to Mbappe.
And then there's Griezmann. Always get it. There was Griezmann.
Griezmann was on form. Giroud was just creating chances.
He was creating chances, but he didn't score.
Giroud did not score.
No shot on target,
but he was always starting.
Yeah, he was starting. It was key. He was dropping down to the 10.
He was holding up
like,
play.
Like,
opening runs like from Mbappe and Griezmann.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Okay, let's talk about
Netherlands, I felt they could have won.
They should have won.
The second half, towards the ending, they had the momentum. They were doing long balls.
Yeah,
they had two tall strikers putting those long balls, and then Van Dijk went up, so they had three tall people there. Then what happened was, when it came for the extra time, they now resorted back to their boring passing game.
Yeah,
and they could not break down Argentina's defense. Let's say the second half of the extra time, go back to your game. You have nothing to lose. And maybe they thought they were good in PKs, and then.
Well,
they lost their first two guys, missed the PKs, and they forgot that that Argentina's goal is top class.
Emi Martinez,
yeah, he's top class in midfield.
He saved three penalties in Copa America,
It's crazy. I felt their toughest opponent so far was Netherlands.
Sharper
from the first Saudi game, Arabia. Saudi Arabia just gave them,
you know, just gave them a shocker.
And they prepared well. As if that shocker was actually what it came handy.
Good. It was good.
It came handy.
It was good for them.
It came in handy.
Yeah, I don't like that we're talking about Argentina. I have a player in Argentina, Lisandro Martinez.
It's on the bench, bro.
Which on the bench?
On the bench.
Which on the bench?
It's on the bench. When they are playing the two-man defense, it's on the bench. So when they are playing the three-man...
So if he wins the World Cup now, he won't get medal because he was on the bench.
No, I'm not saying now, but I'm saying like he's the...
He's my G now. He's my G. He plays for my club.
Crazy.
Let's talk about like best players of the tournament so far.
For me?
Obviously, it's going to be Messi.
I'll say
Mbappe. Mbappe. Because Mbappe has scored 5 goals and he has no penalties.
Mbappe.
Messi but has Messi's, 3 penalties.
But Messi is more of a playmaker.
Yes, he
he's doing the playmaking. You understand?
Yeah.
And then he's bringing assists and goals. And he's bringing, giving you killer passes. He's giving us content.
Fuck Messi.
I'm a Ronaldo fan, but I just have to say.
No, I love Messi. Everyone. It's, see, there's this thing about Ronaldo fans where we love Messi. But we don't like his fans.
Yeah.
But you see, Messi's fans, they hate Ronaldo. They don't like anything about her. So that's the stark difference between both of us.
I feel like Messi should be there. Mbappe should be there.
My G, Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, Bruno Fernandes should be there.
Yes.
Then in England, I don't think any of them should be there. So this Saka. No, Jude Bellingham and Zaka.
Bellingham.
Bold.
What of Amrabat from Morocco? My G is holding down that midfield for them. My G. Hard worker.
Yeah, I feel bad. It came with the momentum of Morocco. They had momentum already.
Yeah, they do.
Coming
into
a game. Yeah, moment.
That's Spanish low block, bro.
That's what helped them against Belgium, against even Croatia,
even Portugal. Yeah. I was heartbroken when Ronaldo was eliminated, guy.
I felt like the loss, Portugal didn't deserve to lose.
They didn't.
Like the way Spain deserved to lose. But
Spain was just passing the ball like
but
that.
But the better team went to him.
Guy, see what stat that I saw. Rodri completed 160 something passes.
That's why he's the most.
Alone. Yeah, one person.
That's the most passing even in Premier League now.
Fucking Rodri, bro.
But the problem is his pass.
Do you know why I like Spain going out? Enrique disrespected a lot of players.
A lot.
Thiago Alcantara, Sergio Ramos, David De Gea. These are players, key players.
You don't go without experience. Now, World Cup needs experience.
It's World Cup. You need experience in World Cup. So I was very glad when...
See, Modric, you gave Croatia experience. Messi is giving Argentina experience.
Course.
So it's
all the experienced players had their time. They tried.
So you have to, even not for experience, just for the confidence that you boost. Mm. Then you went and started a World Cup with a 19-year-old Gavi in a World Cup. Wow. I'm not saying he's a bad player, but the level, there's expectations to being in a World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You can't just go and take it like a child's play, like another place for you to build up your career. No, the World Cup is a game, Dad. If you are not yet there, you better sit on the bench.
Enrique just... Guy, see this one that vexed me. James Maddison did not play even one minute. That Southgate, bro, he needs to
be out.
I've always doubted that guy. Like, since he bottled Euro
For
2020,
me,
I've always doubted
The sub was supposed to be natural. Okay, you're playing in Rice, in Jude Bellingham, and
Henderson.
When Henderson is tired, put in Maddison.
But Maddison is not a central midfielder. He's like attacking midfielder.
Most of the games were already dead by then.
Attacking midfielder.
So just put in the attack and let him just do the damage.
Me, I thought the formation that this man would go for was Bellingham Rice as double pivots. Then he will have attacking midfielder free role. He can play Mount there. He can play Foden there. He can play Maddison there. I thought that was the formation he would do. This guy was doing 4-3-3 with Henderson, Rice and Bellingham. Like, the fuck, bro?
I don't know, but
yeah, a lot of players, it's good that England are out, because if they had won, the hype would be too much.
There are a lot of players that didn't play now.
Yeah, a lot of
England squad. Like they had
Rashford played in total 137.
No, there was a call,
and he's like their highest goal scorer.
Yeah, exactly.
3 goals. Like, why Mount has 0 goals? Mount played enough minutes.
Still playing. Shall I give them a PK?
I feel like England would have won France.
No.
If they had scored all their penalties, I feel like they would have won France.
France had a pattern.
England played better than France. Yeah.
No, I don't know whether it was better. France were more direct than England.
Mm-hmm.
France were more direct than England. And then England were more of... They were giving in their all, but France were more precise. They were playing like world champions.
I want France to win Morocco today, by
the way.
Viva Africa, boys.
You don't just go, like, if you're in a ring with an experienced boxer, he doesn't just go throwing his punches all around. He takes his time. That was what France were doing. They were taking their time, beating down players, you understand? Gaining confidence. They played like world champions. That's what I saw on that day. They were not just, England were playing like amateurs. They were just going, and then they were not securing their bag.
You have Mbappe. I'm counting on Mbappe, sha. Let me know. No pressure, boy. Just qualify today so that you can give me some messy tears on Sunday like this. Sunday.
You know now the midfield is now down. And then this guy is playing with a combined with a very tense midfield.
Who be that?
Argentina. They play with a very tense midfield where their passes are coming from the midfield. They just threw those killer passes. And then France, the midfield is two players too. Mm-hmm. So far, two players. And I don't who's the third midfielder that you think will come into that midfield and settle everything. So, because playing with Argentina, like I said, they will need to have like a three midfield.
I don't think what France will do what they do best. Like they will play
France, but we all play strictly on counter. They are good on counter.
Throwing that ball from Mbappe.
Mbappe and Dembele.
Them boost. This is the only time I like them boost. Like when he goes back to Barca, I don't like him again.
No, but the guy is a good player.
Them boost is good.
Good. Barca fans are the problem.
Barca
and Chelsea fans, they are the problem of this world.
Guy, no, better Chelsea fans. There are some Chelsea fans that are like, they used to concede the truth sometimes, but Barca fans. Chelsea fans
are pure.
Shout the Chelsea fans I know, but they have sense, guy. Like, if they will tell you the truth the way it is, guy.
It's good.
Argentina have the most pickings at the World Cup tournament ever. I'm not saying anything, Sha. I'm just giving statistics. So, we hope Messi. Do you hope Messi loses the final?
Yeah.
I hope Messi loses, and if he wins. I don't think Do you think if he wins, the GOAT debate is over?
No, there will be an edge.
There will be an edge. I feel like the way the media will tell it is, like, Ronaldo
was trying to catch up.
No. I think if he wins this war, yes, it's valid argument that he will go down as the greatest of all time.
He will.
Because he has a World Cup, he has 7 Ballon d'Ors. Mm-hmm. So, yes, he has. But the streets will know that Ronaldo was at the top as well. What I'm afraid of, why I don't want Messi to win this World Cup exactly is that Ronaldo and Messi have been at the top of football for 20 straight years. Nobody is ever going to do that. And if Messi wins, he's going to just take all of that glory of those 20 years for himself alone. Like, he's going to go directly to only him.
Yeah.
So that's my only. Messi deserves a World Cup.
What happened?
Ronaldo also deserves a World Cup.
Do you know why this has happened? It will come as a price of having ego bigger than yourself.
Who has an ego bigger than yourself?
Ronaldo now. It was his ego that dragged him out of Madrid, number one. That was the worst decision. First mistake he made.
That's the worst decision in his career he's ever done.
That's the worst he did. He did.
Well, it's not ego, bro. He left Madrid too early. He wasn't respected.
You understand? He asked for more based on what was fact then. Mm-hmm. But he asked for more wages.
Mm-hmm.
Because of he did treble and then.
It wasn't looking that because Messi was earning 500.
Yeah, you are looking at a player that is going into his 30s, even deeper into his 30s, and you still want him to, you want to still give him more money. You understand?
That's not true. There are ways that you guys can sort out business without disrespect. I feel like Ronaldo, what made Ronaldo today is that ego, that wicked mentality. Mm. That I am the best.
It's just like a coin. There's two sides to
it. That's what made Ronaldo Ronaldo.
And that's what made him.
And that's what is bringing him to his downfall now. Exactly. Yeah. But it's not like he's his downfall. Tell me, list 5 players that are above 37.
That's what just gave him the debt to his career. A little debt.
When did Ronaldo's career die? It's this season. Ronaldo had a great season last year.
He had a great season.
So, everyone can argue that age has already caught up with the man. It's very, very fair.
And then he did it's not a crime to go to Juve. But one of
he formed that Juve 100 goals in 3 years.
One of the worst mistakes was to come to the center of football.
Where
all the cameras on you. Every little thing you do.
He did well.
This guy going when leaving the pitch early was on Sky Sports.
He did well.
Not turning up for training was on Sky Sports.
Bro, he did well last season.
And then let me tell you, I'm pretty sure there are days he doesn't turn up for training in Madrid. But it will not be like the way it's in the media.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So in England, he's just so
I feel like what I said earlier, I feel like he should have gone that September, that August rather, this transfer window. That was the boost.
But he wanted to
we
go.
Did not qualify for Europe.
The club wanted, didn't want to sell. He wanted to go.
Yeah, he wanted to go, but on his own part, too, I don't think there are many clubs that were willing to sign him.
The clubs that were willing to sign him, he thought he had more to prove. That's why he stayed.
The only club that I know wanted to actually sign Ronaldo was Chelsea. And there is no way in hell Man United will sell Ronaldo to Chelsea. So I feel like this season that he just extended at Man United was a very, very wrong decision.
That overstayed is welcome.
Overstayed. Not good. Anyway, so
that's why they say don't go back to your exes.
Don't go back to your exes.
Never go back to exes.
But let me just go.
This guy definitely went back to his ex. So there's a new king in England that is ripping. He came from the Farmers League and is gradually turning.
See, everybody has forgotten about that guy, Seth. No, see, the real footballers are playing at the World Cup.
He's coming back. He's not a footballer. He's a farmer.
I beg you.
He only comes with plow.
Tractor.
A tractor to farm you guys.
He
met the most wicked beast you could ever meet. How will you give this guy on to Pep? What trouble do you want
Pep,
to cause?
Pep, somebody said that Man City wants to sign Bellingham. This is the greediness that was talked about in the Bible. Like, why does Guardiola want Bellingham?
That's how Messi was able to score 90 plus goals. Because you met a proper beast that wants goals. He wants the goals, he wants the ass, he wants everything.
But that guy... But we forgot about Haaland for a long time. Because but anyway, as the Premier League is coming back now...
You definitely remember him.
We'll definitely remember him. I'm just remembering now that Arsenal are topping the league.
He's a fucking Targaryen. So, he's a Targaryen of Premier League.
Okay, yeah, FPL. Did you feel FPL? I not checked
it. I had
peace of mind. Peace.
I know that I'm supposed to do new formation and new shit. Watch out for players that are injured, but I've not yet gone to that part.
Gabi Jesus is injured for a long time.
He was never on my team, bro.
So that is one that you guys want to look at. My team so far, I don't think there's much I will do about it. I'm lagging behind. Shia,
it depends on the players.
But still,
I had the best players. It depends on whether they come back.
You
with
think
form.
I should buy Salah?
Will he come back with form? Or Liverpool? Liverpool?
Salah has been like all these players that are not good to walk over. They've been chilling and training.
Yeah, but we'll leave our come back with their
form. Bro. I think teams that are going to suffer more are teams that their player just came back from World Cup. There's fatigue. And I think for like 1 week, they'll go on their break. Like people that are in the quarterfinals, they'll go for like
football is coming back. Football is World Cup is ending on Saturday.
Sunday.
And then football is starting
that week.
Next week.
That week.
No.
So those that
but Premier League is starting 26th. So okay, that'll be on a Monday. On a Monday. Crazy. So it will be that's why I'm just barely a week.
Well, less than a week.
That's barely a week.
Less than a week.
Fuck. Good. Proper football.
Yes! Yes!
When you know that they can call back Karim Benzema.
He wants a medal.
he will get the medal. His name he didn't get replaced.
Okay, he didn't get replaced. He's going to get medal.
So they can call him back to play right now for them.
I saw him in Madrid.
He's training now. He's training. He's back to But France just want to do it without him.
People did Adawa for my G.
But you will definitely get a medal.
For my boy, Anthony Martial.
That's why I want France to win, so that you get a medal.
Anthony Martial.
But what do you want to bring Martial for? Look at this France team and tell me, what do you want to bring Martial for? Mayu are the most unserious football. How will you have a Sancho, an Anthony, a Martial as your attack, and you had a Ronaldo? Are you out there to win league?
Sancho cooks now. Anthony cooks. Marshall is going. Marshall is not that guy.
Like literally, these guys are the jokers of their countries. Like the jokers. So people
how
now.
How do you see the jokers?
You gathered
who
the jokers.
Who is the jokers?
In right now in the starting line of England, uh-huh. Will Sancho bench a Foden? Will he bench a Zaka? Will he bench?
Why? Why do you think he won't bench? Because he's not on form, but based on ability.
Based on ability, sir. Yeah. This is Zaka.
Sancho starts.
Over who? Foden.
Over anybody.
No, doesn't start so Foden. Foden is equally good. And my, if I know I see this, Arsenal fans will come for me. But I feel he's more technically gifted than Zaka. So he might start over Zaka.
But he's not a right winger.
Yeah. So you see, there's Risha, he might start over Sterling, because Sterling is bomb.
Guy, if his ability, Sancho is one of England's gifted players after Foden and stuff.
Yeah.
Sancho is there. Who again? Anthony went to the World Cup now. Are you kidding me? It's Martial, there's the Joker.
Like, no. Anthony.
But we're looking forward to signing Gakpo in January.
As those people don't waste that guy.
I feel we get him.
Because I feel you need to sell like three of your strikers.
Ronaldo is gone now.
Ronaldo is gone.
Who again?
But
it's only Martial.
Martial needs to be gone. He needs to be gone. You need
Marshall
to
is the only person.
He's serious minded. A person, somebody has won trophies.
Marshall is always injured too now.
To know how the mentality, he easily gets bullied off defenders. If he meets a very tough defender that is not going to be foolish on the ball, he's a bully.
Guy, Ten Hag is Ten Hag with trust.
So yeah, no, I'm not saying, but Ten Hag, the tools you are giving, you need to give him proper tools.
And I will sign him Gakpo.
You see, how do you didn't sign him Casemiro?
Yeah, we for bleed.
You could have been with McTominay.
We for bleed. God.
So,
see, there's one message I sent James. Like, guy, when we signed Casemiro, when Casemiro started playing Premier League games, I just went to first score 8.0, 8.6.
He's good now.
8.9.
Even if man, you are losing,
fuck. He's good. Casemiro is good.
He's good now, bro. He's like one of the best four right now.
One of the best.
He's the best, best four. Because right now, I only see Kante arguing with him.
Kante is not has fallen off like since last
no,
year.
No, but if based on talent right now, I only see Kante.
About people like Rice.
Because you can't bring for me a Rodri.
Rodri too is good now.
But you can't compare to Casemiro.
He's not compared to
Casemiro is fire.
Ah, Casemiro is so good. Fire. So good. Just his penalty now. Proper penalty.
He was the first one that started scoring for Brazil now with all the
Brazil tension. Fucked up, guy. Why would you say Rodrigo Goes as your first player?
That's why I keep telling big teams. That's why even Portugal is taking Ronaldo will always be a fifth. I don't know why you are taking it fifth.
No, no. As a fifth, Ronaldo wants to like take that game. Last penalty. But that's what I like about Croatia. Oh boy, they didn't send anybody.
Neymar didn't take any.
Neymar didn't take anything.
He didn't take anything.
You sent Rodrigo, he missed. Then you sent Casemiro. Yeah, Casemiro scored.
No, they sent.
Then he sent Pedro. Pedro scored. Then he sent Marquinhos. Marquinhos missed.
Oh,
why didn't Neymar take?
Taking the feet. And then this guy, he removed Vini too early. Too fucking early. You never take off Vini.
Don't take off Vini.
You don't
take that Madrid spirit. Don't take off
Vini. You don't take off Vini. Because the little spirit chance you give him, even in the second
game, Madrid.
He just does his
that shit. That Madrid spirit.
You don't never take off
Vini. Let's talk about master players, guy, in this World Cup. I just want to say
scams, all of them that, in their teams.
That Pep Guardiola's system is so beautiful. Although the players are brilliant too, but my Bruno Fernandes can stand on his own. Can Kevin De Bruyne stand on his own?
They are so wasteful.
Guy, Bernardo like Silva pissed me off this World Cup. Him and João Cancelo. Cancelo is the most stupid one. Sir. Fuck. Diogo Dalot bench Cancelo. Where's James? Dalot bench Cancelo.
I feel like. I feel like Cancelo is
come on.
He's getting hype, getting to his head. It's not my work. Even in Masti, he's just cast. He just knows how to score. He's defending.
Masti doesn't use to cast.
I bet you, right now this season, there are stupid decisions. He's not my good.
Like, this season is not as good, not good as last season.
Exactly. So this season he's fucking. But he scores goals. Masti, he just scores goals. Right now, he's moving to that line and is not lane. Of being a good attacking defender and not being a good defender.
Arnold lane. Guy, that's Arnold chop bench for World Cup, bro.
That's what Cancelo is doing. He's moving towards that lane of being a good attacking defender.
That's true.
And leaving your defense that we know you for.
You're supposed to be defender first.
You're supposed to be a defender first before you bring in any other team. And that's what Dzeko brought to Arsenal, and then he started chopping bench. He was a good attacking defender. But when it comes to defense,
attacking defender.
Abba. I don't know. That's the new position now for Alexander Arnold. Him and Marcelo. Those were Marcelo was the first.
Marcelo was the pioneer.
Then Alexander Arnold took it for me.
Marcelo that time, you can't fault him because you know Ronaldo was the seven for him.
Ronaldo was
never in that seven. Ronaldo just went to supporting striker.
And then you have Ramos. You have Casemiro. You have Varane. You have Toni Kroos.
And then you have space on that place.
You have Toni Kroos.
And you live in Samba.
These are players that will drop back for you. Just help you. Just go. No. You can't do that now. There is a Van Dijk that doesn't go out to attack. He just goes out to defend. He loves doing shadow marking. Then your midfield is shit. You don't have shit, Seth. They are of shit midfielders.
Okay, most disappointed. Which team disappointed you this month?
Belgium, man, bro.
Mine is Germany because I was banking on Germany to go far.
Yeah, Germany too.
My boy, Shalu feel me. Musiala.
But fuck that boy.
Jamal Musiala.
Oh, him and
okay,
him and
Gavi.
Pick one.
Pick one
up
for your team. Musiala, Gavi, Pedri, Bellingham.
Why are you putting Kamavinga or Antuameni in that equation? But they are still midfield.
Okay, let's
put Tchouaméni. He goes up.
Tchouaméni goes up above.
Tchouaméni is not in their
Tchouaméni is not even their mid. Tchouaméni is older than them. It's Kamavinga. Put Kamavinga there.
Because if Tchouaméni goes,
I'm taking Musiala any day. Every
Musiala
day.
Musiala
is a creator.
He gives fun now. He gives fun to his game.
And he's so
slick.
And he's creative.
But then he doesn't score his chances. That's his problem.
He does.
Against Barca, he had chances to score, but he shoots like he doesn't have the composure.
You know
Greenwood had.
You know how old he is.
But Greenwood was a fucking ice cold motherfucker.
Greenwood, car, I saw Greenwood. Greenwood was both legs, my G.
Greenwood, ba, with the box, ba.
Can it?
With the box, ba. He was Greenwood ice cold.
Guy, Greenwood scored 17 goals in a season.
He was ice cold.
Shit.
He does the dribbles. And when he goes in front of the goaler, he's ice cold. So Greenwood was he was above all of them.
Bro, I miss Greenwood.
He is the proper waste of talent.
I miss him.
Waste of talent.
His trial is next year in November.
He's not going to win the case, bro. Even if he's not coming back to Man U.
I miss Greenwood. Thank God. God has given us Garnacho, but
I feel like Ten Hag is a coach that doesn't want controversies in his team. So he will not mark anywhere that's controversial.
No, if the ball gets cleared, he's going to come back.
But he's going to come with control. Because people will be like, he's still a rapist.
No, his own case is not rapist now. It's domestic violence.
So I feel like, So it's more of, he's gone. He's gone.
Otilo.
I feel even if you get cleared, man, you just keep him as the player in the squad.
That's what made me sad by reminding me of Greenwood. Right?
All these boys, they are joking now.
Because if I had Greenwood self for no buy Anthony 100M, although we love Anthony, yeah.
All these boys I'm seeing winning the
Copa Trophy.
They are shit, all of them. They are just shit.
The last good one was Mbappe, my G. Gavi just stole that thing from
Haaland. Haaland was good too.
Haaland won Copa. Haaland did not win Copa now when Mbappe is there.
No, after Mbappe.
Mbappe won like 2 years in a row.
No. After Mbappe, then Haaland. Before Pedri.
Mbappe won 2 in a row.
How many years is Pedri, Mbappe? 23 now.
3. Yeah.
So that was like
he was 18. He won his first 18. 18. Then he won 19.
Then this guy came as 18.
Who?
Haaland came as 18 and won it. Also won it when he was 18. Won it at Dortmund. Then after him, it was Pedri.
Pedri
was just last year, Sef. So it was Mbappe, it was Haaland before Pedri. It was Haaland, then Pedri, then Gavi.
Gavi doesn't deserve that shit, never. I'm sorry, he's a youngin. No need to the hate on the young boy.
Pedri.
We'll talk through now.
No, the problem is Pedri is good.
Pedri is good, he's a very great player. I love Pedri.
See,
I just don't like the hype.
No. There are players that we know that are exceptional, once in a lifetime players, and they are not Pedri. But the way Barca fans. The way Barca fans are singing it, it's like he is. I'm not saying you're not Pedri. You're not Pedri and you're not Gavi. You understand? So the way they are saying it, it's not it.
No, but the kids are actually fire.
They are fire.
And I think they will only get better.
They will only get better. But then we know ballers when they were 18, 19, they had already done things for themselves. Right now, what has Gavi and Pedri done for themselves?
They play for Barca.
That's the problem. What trophy have they won?
They play for Barca.
Like, they need to stand out in the National League. They are not yet stand out and don't shit. Take Mbappe when he was young, he took the game by
are
the
boom. Are you crazy? Why are you comparing Mbappe? Mbappe is looking for a good status at
23. I can't call Messi and Ronaldo now. So let's leave those senior men. Haaland too took the game by it. He was there. Even from a small team, in Salzburg.
Red Bull.
He was there. You could see his footprint on the game. You understand?
Yeah.
But this is Pedri and Gavi. When they come to big matches, they
waste
them. Then when
they
just
waste them,
Alves.
That's the thing. It's not like the guys are not good, but that's what Barca fans. When they
me as a Madrid fan, I'm saying Kamavinga is good. when he faced the big dogs, when he came into Man City at the knockout stage, that was when Kamavinga showed that he could play. And this were against Chelsea, Liverpool, PSG, Man City, PSG. So he showed that, yes, among the Verratti's, among the big players,
okay, let's leave this backup players.
But backup, they will meet Man U in the knockout stage, so they will...
Oh yeah, we have that match.
Oh my God.
They are Martinez is not playing.
Martinez, no day. Varane, no day.
No, Varane will be back now.
It's Maguire that will
be. Varane is around.
Cry, God.
Varane, but Maguire formed now.
Maguire always forms in England, so I know he used to rate that scene. He used to form in England, always. Even when Maguire is scoring own goals at United, he forms in England.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Arsenal. You think the Arsenal are going to go all the way? They are still top of the table.
Bro, there's a possibility for them to go.
I don't mind Arsenal winning.
The momentum. That's mind. One thing with momentum. Do you see how Morocco were winning, but we're just moving over opponents.
Mm-hmm.
You're not winning in a grand style, but you are surviving.
Yeah.
They were surviving. That is what Arsenal is doing. They don't need to win 7-0 like the way Man City will do it when they are going for the chat. They win 7-0, 5-0. They win a 3-1, a 2-1, 1-0, 2-0. But it's enough. And then the players are enjoying the football.
Yes.
They're enjoying themselves while doing. They are not struggling.
Ateta.
They're enjoying their
football. You watch. Do you still have All or Nothing, Amazon?
Yeah.
Arsenal.
No, I did on my... I formatted my system, bro.
Bro, if you watch Amazon All or Nothing, everything that is happening in Arsenal this season won't surprise you. So, kudos to Ateta. Yeah. Let's round up this show, guys. We are going to come back next week with a more scripted show, with more boys. We're inviting the whole gang. It's been your guy, Victor Quatri, chilling.
And it's me, as usual, Manuel.